B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hot 96.9. All right, let's play a game here. If I told you a rapper got arrested, what are you going to guess for? You're going to guess drugs? You're going to guess drugs, right? Maybe drugs?
You know, having a weapon that...
Maybe having a weapon. That's a good one.
You know, okay. Wasn't licensed or something. Driving with maybe a suspended license.
Okay. Maybe beating somebody up.
Right, getting into a fight at one of their shows or something like that.
Yeah, well...
Weed.
Oh, weed.
That's there you go.
All great wrong guesses. Young Dro was arrested because he threw a plate of banana pudding at his girlfriend because they were having a really, really bad argument about something.
Damn, that was my next guess.
Yeah, and he got so mad. And let me tell you something. That's when you know somebody's mad. It's easy to grab a weapon and stuff like that. You know somebody's mad when they end up getting rid of their own food. Think about
banana
that. Think about that. You're like, there's some delicious... Like, if it's like... If you're mad because the food they make is crap, that's different. But usually, like, you know, this wasn't a fight about this banana pudding sucks. Like, he was about to enjoy his delicious banana pudding. And whatever they were fighting about, he couldn't handle it anymore. And he took it and threw it at her.
I actually had banana pudding for the first time when I was in New Jersey a couple weeks ago.
That's a great story.
No. I'm saying that because it is really, really good.
That's my point.
And I'm like, I wouldn't waste my banana pudding on anybody, no matter how mad I got at him.
That's one of those moments where you get so irrational that after you're like, wow, yep. I was really pissed off.
Happened to me. I'm not happy to say this. One time I was so upset, I pulled over on 93.
Yeah.
I was driving, got out the car and walked home. I got out the car and walked home, and I left the car for her to drive. And it was stupid. I could have got hit by a car. It was ridiculous. It was hot. It was a long walk. But I was like, I got to get out the car and just leave.
Whenever I see people walking on the highway, legit, that is my first. I never think their car broke down. I'm always like, ooh, they got into a fight with somebody and they got thrown out their car. Yep.
Wow, that I remember. I got in a fight. It wasn't on the highway, but I got into a fight. Mine was actually, I think, I ended up walking down Newberry Street. But it was like... at like 2 a.m, got into a fight, jumped out of the car, and started walking, and I ended up getting robbed.
Oh, God. No.
What they get you for?
I had some money on me that day.
I just happened
to have money on me that day.
Wait, can you?
I completely forgot about that. Oh, my God.
Can you paint the picture? All right, so you're walking and...
Of course. And you know when you're walking mad.
Yeah.
You're just like... So stop, I wasn't paying attention. And I can't even... And I just remember this guy just came up to me and like started to... And like grabbed my purse.
You were probably so mad. You're like, here, take the damn thing.
Yeah.
Put me out of my misery.
Just another reason to yell at that a-hole when I get home.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.